Almost every winter, we have cold and snow, which wind up with one of the area's myriad creeks plugging up with ice and flooding, the way Buffalo Creek flooded a community near Union and Clinton in West Seneca last week. Those ice jams are impossible to predict, and the old days of throwing sticks of dynamite have ended for environmental and legal liability reasons. There are also restrictions on bringing in large machinery to break up the jam. County Commissioner for Homeland Security and Emergency Services Dan Nevereth says there's another possibility.
We've actually been in discussions with some of our state representatives, some of the towns, villages. First, you have to be able to identify a machine that's capable of doing that. You have to identify a machine that's capable of actually coming up into areas where there's not a whole lot of water, but there's ice, that's small enough that it can then get underneath the bridges to continue its path up the river or the creek or wherever.
Public Works Commissioner Bill Geary says there are a lot of details in deciding if there is a machine to do that. He says if the state kicks in for the cost, the machine could be used across this region and potentially across the state, although that means it must be relatively easily transportable. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.